Nur al-Zahra, nicknamed Baby Nur, came from Iraq to the U.S. southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, after an American National Guard unit from Georgia discovered the infant's family living in poverty in Baghdad. The soldiers noticed the baby's legs were paralyzed and she had a growth on her back. The three-month-old had spina bifida, a birth defect in which the backbone and spinal cord do not close before birth. The National Guard unit worked with U.S. officials and charitable groups to bring her to Atlanta for treatment.
It's really gratifying to know that my actions and the actions of my platoon and unit could help this little girl get her the medical attention she needs and to potentially give her a new start in life.
On Monday, baby Noor was carried into the operating room at a children's health care unit at Scottish Rite Hospital in Atlanta. Under an operating room microscope, neurosurgeon Roger Hutchins uncovers the spinal cord.
We've got a lot of that spinal fluid out.
Surgeons positioned her spinal cord in its place and removed a fluid-filled sac from the baby's back. Dr. Hutchins says the surgery went well, despite the fact that the procedure ideally should be carried out within days of birth.
It was as difficult as I thought it was going to be because, again, this was not the time that we typically close a defect such as this.
Doctors say she most likely would have died without the operation. But despite the surgery, she will remain a paraplegic and will not be able to move her legs. Deborah Block, VOA News.